Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Asam, Yaakov Shom, Melea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia, Daf Yudalef. The Gemara, starting in the top of Amud Beis, is a mode of proving that Kinyan Chotzer, Odom doesn't have to stand next to the Chotzer. And the Raya is from Ram Gamliel, who gave a Meiser to Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Akiva, even though they're not next to their field. He gave them a field with the Meiser. Says the Gemara, that's not a raya, because the way they're coined over there is Bekinin Agav, not because of Bekinin Chotzer. He was makir to them the field, and with it he was makir to them also the metaltalim, the food. So says Rabbo, that's not a good answer, because if he's just trying to be makir, why is he not makir Bekinin Chalifin? Elama, you have to say that you can't do Kinin Chalifin, because here you don't have really what to be makir, because the ma'aseh doesn't belong to Yom Gamliel. And Gamliel only has Toiva Sano, he only has the right to choose who he's giving it to. But he doesn't have the right to own it, so therefore he can't do Kinyan Chalifin. If he can't do Kinyan Chalifin, why can't he do Kinyan Agav? Says the Gemara Veloi, that's not like that way. Just Kinyan Agav you could do because that's considered to be a Matana. And it says Matnas Keuna. Kinyan Chalifin you can do because that's not the way to give a Matnas Keuna. So the simple understanding in the Gemara is the Gemara's conclusion is that we're saying Matas Keuno is not considered to be Toiva Sano only. It's considered to be owned. I mean, the fact that Ram Liel has the Toiva Sano is considered to be a full ownership. Toiva Sano Mamin. And that's why you could do Kinyan Agav. The only reason I can't do Chalifin is because of a different reason. From inside the Toiva Sano, I don't have a problem. And the Achorim have a big problem with this because throughout Shas, is Mucha for a lot of places, that we hold the Toiva Sano is not Mamin. Okay, so how could the Gemara come and say that they did do Kinyan Agav if you hold Toiva Sano in a moment and you can't be makir Toiva Sano? Says the Shlo. No, what the Gemara is really relying on is the next sentence of the Gemara. Really, you cannot be makir Toiva Sano. And we hold Toiva Sano is not a moment. But the Gemara is relying on the next sentence of the Gemara, that there the Gemara is going to say that you have your Das Acheres Makna, you have your someone giving it. So because Ram Gamliel is giving it to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Akiva, so then you could do it even though it's only Toiva Sano. But in general, Toiva Sano is not, you're not able to transfer it from one Rishus to another. Comes the Kilis Yaakov over here and says, no, there's two dinim in Toiva Sano. There's Toiva Sano in moment, are you the owner of this item or not? That we see throughout Shas, we see regarding Chometz and Pesach and other places, that Toiva Sano is not your moment. But then there's another discussion. Can you be makne Toiva Sano? Can I acquire it or give it to somebody else? The Gemara understands because Toiva Sano doesn't have a din of mumin, so you also can be makne. The Gemara's maskana is no. Although Toiva Sano is not mumin, you could still transfer it from one rishus to another. And that's why you could do Kinyan Agav with it. You can do with it Chalifin because there's a special gzasa kosov not to do Chalifin. So it comes out based on this cheshbin. There's a very strong machlokes between the Shlo and the Kilis Yankev. Do we hold that you could give over Toiva Sano? Toiva Sano is something that could transfer from one Rishus to another. The Shlo holds that usually you can't unless you have Das Acheres Makna. According to Kilis Yankev, you could. That's part of the idea of Toiva Sano, is that you could transfer from one Rishus to another. And what's the big nafkamino? So the Shlo says an unbelievable nafkamino. He says when a person is about to die, he should make sure that his money that he put aside for tzedakah, his meiser money, he should give out the entire meiser money. Why? Because if he was going to pass away, the meiser money that he has doesn't belong to him. It's only Toiva Sano. The Shlo holds the Toiva Sano, you can't transfer from one rishus to another. So when he dies, his children will not inherit it. So it says the Shlo Dover Noyer V'Oyim. A person is nifter from Noyelum. He put aside money to put tzedakah, but when he dies, he never gave it to tzedakah. And his children are not going to give it to tzedakah. It's just going to go to the Gabbai tzedakah. So he's losing an opportunity of the mitzvah of tzedakah. All this money that he put aside is, so to speak, going to waste and will not be a schus for him for the fact he did the mitzvah of tzedakah. Because money doesn't belong to you. You just have Toiva Sano to decide who to give to. Is not something that could be inherited. But according to Kilis Yankev, so even though Toiva Sano is not mumin, it's still something that could transfer from Rishus to Rishus, and in Mele one could give, couldn't bequeath his tzedakah to his children. So even when a person is niftar min ha'olam, whatever money put aside for tzedakah goes to his children, the children have that teiras hanoah to give it to whoever they want. And mimele, he is zoich in the mitzvah that he put aside money for tzedakah that actually came to fruition. And this whole discussion just reminds us, tzedakah, when a person has money put aside for tzedakah, is not his money. He has teiras hanoah, he can choose who to give it to, but it's not his. So he has the lack of the kinyan mamon the regular money has. Anyone wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.